Yeah, we had a call to assist the residents on Kuprinoff Island across from the Doihoff area of Petersburg, about two and a half mile out the road. And we had we responded with the harbor security skiff and pumps and some people, and went over there and found that the structure had been was fully engulfed at that point. We went into a defensive mode immediately, just to trying to keep the fire down, to keep the heat down a bit, so that it wouldn't spread into the woods. And had a single-family structure there with a also a couple of outbuildings around that that were destroyed.
Residents in the home at the time the fire started?
When the fire started, it was noted that the occupant apparently had started a fire on the beach, just kind of a campfire type thing, and some sparks had apparently got loose from it and blew upwind into their woodshed. The occupants of the house were outside at the time, and there was no no danger there. The woman went in, got her cell phone, and called 911. And then went back out to try to put out the fire, but with the wind kicking up and the dry conditions of the woodshed, the fire quickly overtook what she was able to do, and it got so large that it impeded on the house, and then the house started on fire too.
And then witnesses on this side reported hearing explosions. Did a tank or two blow up?
Well, we had a couple of propane cylinders on the premises that vented. I think probably the explosions that someone might have heard may have been related to some gunpowder. The occupant was a loader of ammunition, and there were quite a few live rounds on the premises, in addition to some loading paraphernalia and black powder and caps and that sort of thing. And that's probably what someone heard going off.
Okay. So no one injured then in the fire?
No, there were no injuries. We were around there for about 3 hours, 3.5 hours on scene. And then we picked up, we kind of turned the property over to the homeowner who was there with had a pump and a source of water if it was necessary. And also the Forest Service responded as another agency to take a look and see if there was any extension into the forest. We did have quite a bit when we were in the defensive mode. We followed up in the forest with hose lines and putting out spot fires that were in the bottoms of stumps and some even in the tops of some of the trees.
Did it look like it would spread at all, or?
You know, there was certainly a possibility of it with the dry conditions that we have around here. You know, we were lucky; we were able to get over there with the harbor pump and the 2.5-inch lines that we had to adequately supply what we needed for water. Obviously, if we'd had more water, we could have done more with the house, the structure itself. But it was pretty well engulfed by the time we got there, so there was a little chance of saving it even with a whole bunch of water.
It seems like a very fast-burning fire.
Yeah, it really was. The wind picked up across Scow Bay and was fanning it real well. It started on the windward corner of the building, and anytime you have that kind of help with the wind, that it'll take off really well, really quickly.
Okay, and then so the source of the fire was that burn pile going on?
Yeah, we believe that that it was just a kind of an innocent little campfire that they had out there to keep keep the kids. Kids warm and happy and turned into a tragic day for the family.
And it looks like a total loss. Is that right? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that was left on the property was a cistern, water cistern and a shed for kind of a chicken coop sort of building.
Okay. Anything else important to note?
Well, we appreciate the quick response of the harbor staff that had the boat ready to go. Jim Birch helped us out a lot in getting equipment to the scene, and we had a very fast response as far as firefighters and had all of our equipment staged down at the North Harbor shack. It was all ready to go, and so we've used some grant money in the past couple of years to equip that building so that we're adequately prepared to fight a fire on what we consider to be a mutual aid situation where we respond to Kuprinoff. It's always touchy to bring firefighters off the island, because at that point then we lose the fire protection that we're required to keep here in Petersburg within the city limits to keep our insurance rates the way they are. And so it's kind of a trade-off, but we sure appreciate all the volunteers that came over and helped. Glenn Reed brought his boat over there, the RB, and responded with his crew and a pump, and those types of things really make fighting this kind of a fire a heck of a lot easier for the fire crew.